Christina Strang is a handwriting expert in Ross on Wye. We've been talking and she told me there is evidence to suggest handwriting is better for learning than using computers.
Well, I don't think he seems to have really understood the research that's around about handwriting and how handwriting actually fires the processing part of the brain, which keyboarding isn't able to do. So it's a motor control factor, and research throughout the world, and I don't mean just the UK, I mean the world in universities, has found that students that handwrite their notes actually retain information longer and get higher grades than those that actually just keyboard their notes. Because when they're handwriting their notes, they're pricing the information that's already coming in. So they're actually putting it into their own words, which means it's easier for them to do checks and when they're kind of revising for exams than those that have keyboarded their notes that are literally just keyboarding what they're hearing coming in from the lecturer.
I fully agree. As I know, when I write a list of things to do, I think I remember it better and act upon it better than if I was to put it in an online form. So it's not just our childhood, it's life in general, isn't it?
It's absolutely that. And some people actually have a memory for where they wrote something. So you might have written something in the column of a page, and that will, you'll remember that it's on the left-hand side in the left-hand column, and so that you can actually focus your brain on what you wrote there without having to go back and find it. So it's all of that side of it, which keyboarding doesn't do. Now, I just find it, and I'm kind of leaping ahead here, but
go on.
I find it very interesting that a lot of hardware manufacturers are actually producing, I can't think of the word for what they are, but it's where you actually have like a pen, a stylus, and you write on it, and then that translates it into typed note.
Yeah, an electronic stylus, yeah.
So they have researched, and they understand the importance of handwriting.
Is there a case to be made for teaching handwriting and typing equally to fit with how a student best learns?
Oh, well, that's an interesting question. I'm really not sure of how to answer that.
I guess it depends, I suppose. It depends, I suppose, on what you're trying, on who and what you're trying to teach and what you're ultimately hoping to get from it.
Well, absolutely. I mean, by firing those parts of the brain, you're making the right and the left sides of the brain both work. So you're bringing in the creative side as well as the logical side, whereas that does not happen with keyboarding. So this whole thing, I mean, I believe part of the press release commented on students having tired hands.
That's right.
Yes, well, that's because they haven't been taught how to hold a pen correctly. There's a thing called the palmar grip, which babies have when they're born. Now, as you may be aware, if you put something into a baby's hand, they grasp a bit, and you try to take that out of their hand, and the hand raises with it. Now, that's the palmar grip, and that goes back to when we had fur and we clung to mother's fur to be carried around. Now, that palmar grip gets released when the baby's put on their face down and they lever themselves up to look all round. I'm trying. You can, of course, see me here doing the action.
Yeah, I think we all are, actually. Yeah, go on.
They're leaving themselves up, and that releases the palmar grip. So a lot of children now, because of all the things about sudden infant death syndrome and all the rest of it, have not been put face down. And they are not being taught how to hold a pen, so they still will grasp the pen. Now, as soon as you grasp something, you form a fist. And I think you will find, if you just sit there now and grasp, you will see that it tightens up your muscles. And that is where you end up with muscle ache and tired hands. If they
so this goes back further then. It's not just the handwriting and the ability to learn. It's actually the ability to operate a writing instrument correctly that we need to look at.
Absolutely. Absolutely.